This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dave Glover Show is sponsored by the Michaels Flooring Outlet, the flooring experts. IGotFloored.com.
Oh, I'm going to hit the post just like Dave does. You got to let it go, man. You got to let it eat for just a couple seconds to get to the right post, and then you go. DGS here on a Tuesday. Dave is out. Rach is out. Andrew's out. Just little old me hanging out. Although we do have the pleasure of having one of our regulars. Janelle is kind enough to join us on the phone this time, normally in person, but it's the holiday break. I didn't want to make her come on downtown and do all that, but she was kind enough to say, I'll join you on the phone and talk movies and TV with you. Hi, Janelle.
Hi, how are you doing? Happy holidays.
Yeah, did you guys have a good time?
Yeah, it was. Well, I think everybody was sick, but, you know,
hey. That's not a good time.
No. You know, it's what you come to expect during the holidays.
Well, everybody's together and everybody's in close proximity. So, you know,
right.
It does increase the odds. Well, hopefully it just means it's going to be a better start to the new year because you can get healthy, hang out, and just be back to normal when things get started again.
That's right. Like I said, it's the official, you got to watch Lord of the Rings, you know, all the way. I saw that online that somebody said, you know, like this time between the holidays is you should binge Lord of the Rings. And I thought, you know, I think a lot of people do, turned on HBO Max. And sure enough, those are the top movies that are trending right now. So I was like, it's got to be something to it.
Yeah, I'm, you know, I don't have it on a schedule, but I'm a kind of once a year guy for those three movies. Although I don't like to break them up, though. I don't like to break, like, I mean, like, I don't want to, I don't mean watch all three in a row. That's insane. But like, I have to watch the whole movie. Well, it's not insane, but it's a lot. But I have to watch the whole thing through if I start a movie. One of those movies. There are others I can easily stop, come back, whatever, but those I have to go through.
Right. No, yeah. I think that's the reason I think it's a good, if you're privileged enough or blessed enough to have this time off. It's just the weather isn't good. Just sitting at home, it's a good time to watch the extended cuts of those and just 12 hours of movies.
Yeah.
Why not, you know?
Absolutely. All right, Janelle, so we're kind of doing not an official ranking or anything, but just kind of looking back on 2025, things that hit, things that missed, and maybe then we can go into a little more current events in a second. But what stood out to you as the biggest things that you saw in 2025 that did it right, that hit? They don't have to be ranked 1, 2, or 3, but just – couple, 2, 3 that you really thought, man, these were 2 of the best of the year, 3 of the best of the year.
Well, my personal top 5 are Marty Supreme, Frankenstein, Sinners, One Battle After Another, and 28 Years Later. But what I kind of noticed overall for the year is horror really had a good year.
Yeah.
And normally people kind of dismiss horror as, you know, just your popcorn entertainment. But this year really put out some of the best horror movies as far as, like, visually, acting-wise. I mean, it was a pretty good year in horror. We had Frankenstein. We had Sinners. We had 28 Years Later. We had Weapons, Bring Her Back, Final Destination, Terrifier, The Monkey. It was a good year for horror, despite, I know the box office wasn't great this year. It hasn't really ever recovered after COVID.
Right.
But I think if people were to just give it a chance and just everybody is clamoring for like original ideas, some really good stuff was put out there this year that had some really decent storylines, some decent visuals. I thought it was just pretty good year as far as movies overall.
Well, the ones you just listed, Janelle, are movies I've either seen or I'm going to see, which is interesting because, you know, I haven't seen Frankenstein yet as an example.
Sure.
I haven't seen, what was the second one on that list? It was,
Frankenstein, Sinners, 28 Years Later, Weapons, Bring Her Back.
You had another one in there, like, what? I'm spacing on the name of it.
Terrifier, the monkey.
No, sorry, not the horror movies. The other one in the top five. It was the...
Marty Supreme, One Battle After
that
Another.
One, I know one battle after another. Another. Have not seen that yet. I'm going to. I'm undecided on Marty Supreme.
It's a hectic... I think you would like it because it's pretty... It's a pretty high-intense movie. It is... I mean, maybe for the average person, it might be stressful. For you, it might be like, hell yeah. We're going like full adrenaline from 1 minute to the... It's just constant. If a person really liked Uncut Gems, I think they'll really like Marty Supreme.
Yeah, because I like that.
Marty Supreme, I think, in my estimation, is better than Uncut Gems because it took a little bit of the... It's still a dark movie, but took a lot of the really kind of just dark side of that movie, and it's just intense. It's funny. Timothy Chalamet, he just does such a good job at everything he is. It's got a huge cast. Gwyneth Paltrow is the Odessa. I can't think of her last name, but Kevin O'Leary. It's just packed, and I think it's a really fun movie to watch.
Any truth to the rumor that Gwyneth Paltrow didn't know who Timothy Chalamet was? I'm just teasing.
It wouldn't surprise me.
You know the stories, right? About all the Avengers movies, right?
Yeah, she seems pretty clueless on really kind of anything outside of her bubble. So
yeah,
I mean, like
she didn't know who Tom Holland was, even though they had been in movies together for years.
Right. Yeah. That's it. Then that doesn't surprise me at all. No, okay. That seems pretty on target. but yeah, I mean, I think it was a really good. Fun time at the movies. I think if people are willing to give it a chance and get back into the movies, we don't want this type of art medium to go away. People just need to get back out there and just put their phones down and just enjoy a movie for a couple hours, turn your brain off, and then get back to your phone immediately if that's what you need.
So before we get to any of the flops or anything like that,
sure.
What's your take on how you get people to start going back to the theater more? Like, we've seen some ideas that I thought were kind of weird. I love the trend. I love that, you know, you assigned seating now rather than just show up and sit down. Are there I don't want to say tricks, but strategies you think would work? Or does it just mean we just have to have more movies that drive people to come?
I think that, and I think they were really smart, like early on with the release of like Avatar. I know that Christopher Nolan attached his prologue in the IMAX theaters, that unless you go see the movie, the Avatar IMAX release, he's not going to release the prologue. He did release the trailer online, but he did not release the prologue online. And I think stuff like that where we used to have to, the only way we knew movies were coming out was we saw the trailers on TV or we saw them at the movie theater before another movie played. And I think driving that back and kind of building the hype and that works. And I think also a lot of these movie theaters offer, like I know Alamo Drafthouse here in St. Louis has a $20 a month where you can see a movie every day of the week, every day of the month for $20. For a month. I think it pays for itself in a movie ticket or two. So I think like AMC, I know, does that. Marcus Theater does it. I think people need to do that or take advantage of the $5, $6 Tuesday, Wednesday. And if you're not sure about a movie, try it out on one of those nights where it might not be that busy or you don't mind spending $5 and getting a free popcorn out of it. And you also have things like the Stranger Things finale is going to be shown in theaters tomorrow night. Now, I know a lot of the hype has died off after Volume 2 came out here recently, but I know that the theaters were selling out for that finale. So I think even things like that, I know they were having concerts at theaters and more things like that, and maybe even sporting events, you know, like have the Super Bowl and something like that at Alamo Drafthouse on the big screen with drinks being delivered to your seat. I think things like that would work. But I think just movies that are coming out that I know next year with The Odyssey and Spider-Man and Doomsday coming out, I think you're going to start seeing people go back to the theater and want to experience those things on the big screen.
Yeah, it's kind of been, you know, my amateur take on it as a movie goer, but not as anybody that's tied into or in any way pays attention to the industry, is that I know when I go, and I'm not in any way averse to going, but I really only want to go to those, the blockbusters, the something that will be more special on the big screen versus, look, even a traditional comedy, it's going to make me laugh just as much on my TV.
Oh.
As opposed to like the Avengers or the Odyssey, where it's like the visual of just being immersed is what makes that experience better.
100%. Because like I even try to encourage people. I mean, that's why this reason people should, you know, follow me on social medias. I can tell you what to go see at the theater and what to avoid. And a lot of those things are like the F1 that we had come out.
Right.
It played well on the big screen. And then people were like, well, I could just wait for it to see at home. Racing movies don't translate that well at home because you want that surround sound and that vibration.
The feel,
in
yeah.
Right, of there. So it's like not only are, the, you know, like some of those movies you wouldn't think to go see on the big screen and it doesn't look that too appealing, but some of those things look better on a bigger screen than what you can possibly get at home. I know like 28 Years Later had great visuals that like kind of brought forth the horror that you were supposed to feel for that. So it's, I think people should see those, obviously, the big blockbuster ones, but every once in a while, just something you might not think to watch on a big screen might look better on a big screen.
So what were the ones that didn't do it for you in 2025, the ones that were the misses? I know that, I mean, in most years, there's more of those than hits, right?
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that doesn't quite live up. I mean, there were some really painful ones that I sat through that, oh, I don't even know if I should even just list them. They're just so bad. I wouldn't want people to tune in to see them. But I think, like I said, we had Love Hurts with Kiwan, the one from the guy who's grown up from the Goonies.
Oh.
I can't remember how you say his name. That was a painful one. That Wolfman earlier in this year was a painful. I tried to tell Dave to stay away from it, and he didn't.
and he paid for it, I think.
Right. There's been a few that are just like, ooh, that was just not good. There's some disappointing ones like Wicked for Good just kind of at the, you know, just didn't have it like it did the original one. I know some people were like really pumped for Superman and some people didn't like it. Some people thought it was the best thing. Thunderbolts kind of underperformed. Fantastic Four kind of underperformed. But I think overall we did see more better than bad at the movies.
Okay. And I know it's not the same, but there's a lot of great original content streaming too.
Sure.
Whether it's a TV show like Stranger Things or it's, you know, there are various places that, you know, their own first run movies that do just fine. And I think that in volume, we're getting more stuff that we can experience that's either decent or better. But in terms of like the big blockbuster drive-y to the theater, I don't think it's less than it used to be. I just think it's harder to convince people to leave. And as a sports guy, Janelle, and I know you're a sports fan too, but as a sports guy, I've been studying a lot of this at college football has had a hard time with attendance in some places because the experience at home is so much better than it used to be. You have a giant TV. It's 4K, so the quality is amazing. You can flip back and forth between games. The bathroom's 10 feet away. The food is already paid for. It's not $20 for a burger and $15 for a beer. And I think that that's maybe a similar challenge that movie theaters have to what some sporting events have, is that the experience at home, while it's not the same, is better than it ever was before.
Sure. Everybody can make a case for like sitting on your couch is better than doing and putting on pants and going out into public. But there's something to be said for, and I always preach this, when you're watching a movie at home, unless you're willing to put down your phone and not pause it every few minutes or have to take the dogs out, that you kind of really are losing something in that movie experience. Because again, movies are shot and directors they have a formula and they have a rhythm to a movie. And if you're breaking that up, you might see what might have been the world's best movie at the theaters. You might get it at home and be like, I don't understand the hype on this. Well, it's because you completely changed the movie experience for yourself. You're not darkening your house. You're taking the dogs out, or you're having to deal with your kids, or you've paused it because you got up to go to the bathroom. There are still ways to enjoy something and just get out there with the public. In going back to the horror movies, one of the most fun things to experience in a movie theater is going and seeing a horror movie, which, those are fine to watch at home. But people who love horror movies, they're much more of a reactionary crowd.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Like, they're the ones that are like, they're laughing when somebody makes a mistake. Or if somebody goes to open a door, you hear somebody gasp and go, oh, no. Like, it's very much a communal experience with people who love horror. And I feel like when we could go back to when we've seen reaction videos of, like, Avengers Endgame, and when Captain America caught the hammer for the first time and everybody cheered.
Oh, yeah.
We need those kind of things again because, yeah, you can do that on your couch, but it's fun when you're with a whole bunch of people that enjoy it just as much as you, too.
No, it's a great point.
People go to games.
Yeah, you're right. And that's why I go to the movies for those particular movies because you know you have those moments.
Right.
There may be applause at the end of a movie, right?
Right, exactly. Or when you have... You know, when you know that you're the only one not shedding man tears when Iron Man dies, you know, or like you can look around and know that the sniffling, you know, is pretty well, you know, dispersed among the
crowd. It's just dusty in there.
That's right. But I mean, like, that's, oh, I hope everybody goes back. I know they're re-releasing it in game here in September this next year before Doomsday comes out. And I hope people go back to the theater and just enjoy it again.
All right, Janelle, anything we should update on before we say goodbye? Anything you've seen lately or something that's coming up in January that maybe we'll talk about in the coming weeks?
I think we've got a lot of stuff that's very exciting for 2026 coming out. There's, again, a lot of sequels that or remakes that are going to be coming out that will, you know, that I'll be seeing. But I think it looks good. I think if we can get people back to the theater and get the hype, I don't know if you've seen, there's a whole bunch of movie trailers being leaked for Doomsday coming out.
Yep.
Like every time they go to, they're having four different trailers and all of them have been leaked before they've hit online, but you can tell the hype is already there and building and hopefully that'll drive people back and hopefully Marvel can get their act together and get it right.
Yeah, totally agree. Because when you're going that big, you got to get it right for sure. It's one thing if it's a side movie that kind of builds to the big movie, but when you got to get the big one right.
Because you got to get the big one right. Yeah. Spider-Man can slip, but if you fumble Doomsday, it'll be tough to get people back for Secret Wars for sure.
Yeah, no question. All right, Janelle, thanks so much. Happy New Year to you. Hope you guys are all feeling better here in the coming days. I'm sure we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Happy New Year to you guys, too. Bye.
Thank you much. That's Janelle, who goes by @HolyL on social media. So if you go Twitter, Instagram, whatever, on Twitter, and you can get links there, too, @Holy_LELLE. Janelle is our TV and movie critic, and we love having her in studio once a week. And we'll do that again, I'm sure, probably starting up next week. All right, stick around. DGS continues. It's KMOX on a Tuesday.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All since we were on the topic of entertainment, movies, TV, I am fully caught up, and no spoilers. Kyle's in the studio. He hasn't seen them yet, but I am caught up on Stranger Things in the last three episodes. You know, 5, 6, and 7 with the 8th one, the final one coming tomorrow. I can guarantee you that the final episode is going to be hated. It's going to be criticized. It's going to be torn apart because there are almost no shows of any significance that end in a way that satisfies everybody. It's hard to do. You know, remember the last season of Game of Thrones got shredded, especially the very end. Sopranos never had a complaint until you got to the very end. And I think they're running into some of that with Stranger Things. But I would say two things. No spoilers. Some of the negativity of the most recent three, and it's mostly on number 7, episode 7, where people who are critical are voicing their opinions more. It's not as bad as they say. It's also not as great as it should or could be. So I think there are two things that are true there. I didn't experience anything in it where I was like, well, that ruined it for me. It was nothing like that. But there were some things that are like, why didn't we handle this better? Why didn't we make the timing of this better? Things like that. We'll see. I don't know. I mean, I might watch tomorrow night and hate it. You know, because they're going to have to find a way to wrap it all up to end the series. And I know that that's a challenging thing to do. And in modern times, when you have all of the internet communities, and this is not even a criticism, it's just the fact that we all interact and exchange ideas about these things more than we ever did before. Because while you would have done that with your buddies, what's going to happen in Return of the Jedi when it comes? Like, you know, yeah, you would have done that, but it wasn't the same as having, like, communities of people breaking down scene by scene of previous episodes. And what does this mean? And what does that mean? And I think this is so because we all get invested that way, by definition, we're often disappointed that it doesn't go the way we thought. And I do think that gets in the way of the enjoyment of some of those things. If you've liked Stranger Things all the way through, you're fine with these other episodes, even if you'll have complaints, because I have some that I'm not going to air because I don't want to get into it and spoil anything for anybody that hasn't seen them. But you'll know what I mean when you see it. All right, we're gonna keep on rolling. Like I said, Matt Pauly's going to join us after 4 o'clock. I've got a clip of audio that I want to get into next. It starts in sports, but I think it's bigger than that. I'll explain when we come back here on DGS. DGS, just me today, just Wheeler today, did it again, third person. You gotta do that when you solo host though, right? Because, you know, when you gotta say your name, you say your name and you're talking about yourself in the third person. But everybody else, we're gonna get back to business as usual fully next week, but Dave and Rachel will be back on Friday. I forgot to ask Andrew if he's back on Friday, but either way, we're getting back to normal after these next couple of days. We'll have a normal show tomorrow, but a short one. We'll go till about 2:45. We've got Billikens basketball tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. And then no show on Thursday for New Year's Day. That'll be another, again, if you missed any of it, the 100th anniversary celebration of KMOX. If you missed any of it, I mean, it's a great day to catch up because there's just so much awesome content in there. And, of course, there's all kinds of resources where you can access it at will coming up here soon, too. But that'll be on Thursday, and then Friday we got the show. So Friday we get back to more normal version, even though a Friday that feels like a Monday and a Friday is still a little bit weird. Coming up after the top of the hour, Matt Pauly is going to join me. We'll do some of the latest on the cards. We'll get a tease of this week's Countdown to Opening Day show, and we'll preview Rush Hour sports for today. But then we'll also do some non-sports stuff with Matt too, just some regular old chit chat as we. Get ready to wrap up the year 2025. And then tomorrow, again, we're just a short show until 2:45. I got another piece of audio. I played some earlier. This is a different topic and a different piece of audio, but it intrigues me nonetheless. So when you listen to this, it's John Calipari. He's Arkansas's basketball coach, was a longtime coach at Kentucky. He is a Hall of Fame college basketball coach, one of the best of his time. And he's going to be in there talking about players transferring. And his idea to, quote, make things better by limiting the freedom of college athletes to transfer. What I want you to do is look at it from a different lens. So it's a sports story. It's a basketball coach talking about college basketball, right? Talking about college sports, but specifically college basketball. But reframe it in your head when you're listening to this. This is a multi-millionaire who has been doing this for a career for the last 40 years. He's made tens of millions of dollars. I mean, I don't know exactly what he makes now. I'm going to look it up. He's probably close to $10 million a year right now. And so you're getting from the perspective of a guy who's been doing this for a long time, who's gotten very wealthy. Yeah, his career earnings is $112 million. So listen to what he's saying, but listen to it from this view. This is a person who has earned $112 million doing many of the same things he's trying to restrict other people from doing, leaving for a better place when the opportunity presents itself, something Coach Cal's done several times, all to better his spot, to better his career. This is a person who has been in a position of power for all of that time. Head coaches are very powerful. They've lost some of their power because of the courts. Because the courts have said you cannot continue to artificially restrict human beings from pursuing something. You cannot collude to do so. And I want you to think about this out. And again, I know it's a sports story. Try to put this into any other perspective.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Somebody in another industry saying, because you're young, you shouldn't have the freedom. And not young. You're a young adult. You're grown. You're 18 to 22, 23 years old in most cases. This is somebody older saying, you shouldn't have the freedom to pursue the best situation for yourself, even though I do, because it's better for people like me and better for people who are not involved directly in any of it, speaking about fans, because fans like it when players stay. So do I. I'm a fan. I like it when they stay. But in what other industries can people say, nope, you can't leave this job for a better one? For whatever your reasons are. So here's Coach Cal, and I'll come back and explain why I think this kind of thinking is not just ruining things in sports or holding people back in sports. I think this mentality is holding younger generations back across the board.
I say to you, if a kid transfers four times, is he going to graduate from that school? There's no way. You can't graduate. So now you're going to be done playing without a college degree. You have no ties to the last school you went to where they feel that you're from Arkansas, you played here, we're here, you're going to have opportunity. That's done. You're offered $55,000 in your first job, and you go, what? $55,000? Do I have to show up? Are they going to, you got me an apartment, right? Or a car? I mean, I'm worried about mental health. Mental health. That, look, I've been poor, and you know what's worse than being poor? Coming across some money and then being poor again. That's the worst. That's probably why I'm cheap, because I'm not going back there. But
yeah.
So my thing is, and I've been pushing this, you can transfer once without penalty. Because you picked the wrong school, the coach lied to you, there was another player that came that you didn't know about one time. And after that, you got to sit. Because what do you think they're transferring for? Somebody help me here. Why are they say it. That's it. It isn't because they're mad at this or that. I can extort you, and if you don't give it to me, I'm going over here. If we cure that, I've been saying it for 5 years, no one listens to me. If we cure the transfer rule, 70% of our problems go away. We can deal with all the other stuff.
All right, so a few things in there. And again, look at this as something bigger than college sports. This is a wealthy man who has benefited from the way the system has always been, who says, I want it to go back that way. And he's trying to say it's better for the players if we restrict them. It's better for you if we restrict your freedom. We, as the older generations, I'm an Xer. We're older than millennials and Zoomers. And boomers are older than all of us. We older generations need to stop this stuff. Stop assuming the worst. We screwed up. We made mistakes when we were 18, 19, 20. We cannot use that as an excuse to restrict the freedoms of other people, especially when we have an interest in keeping them restricted. He says they could fix 70% of the problems. He doesn't outline how. He doesn't give us a list of what that fixes. But what it does, if you go that way, and again, zoom out to another industry. In what other industry can you be a free adult to work in society and be told you have to work here, not there? Where else is that happening? You graduate from high school. You want to pursue any career. Where else, other than sports, are you told you can only do this or this, not this? Why is it different? And also, I hate that argument. Why do you think they're leaving? Oh, of course, it's for money. Why do all you coaches leave? You leave for better situations, more money, better resources, more of a chance to win for you. And what I really hate there, though, is the assumption that the people who are making NIL money as college athletes are going to blow it all. Some of them will. Hey, there are professional athletes who have made tens of millions of dollars who blew it all. Hundreds of millions of dollars even. It happens. But why should a kid who is responsible, who has a good family or great advisors that are going to make sure that he's investing that money instead of blowing it, why should that player face restrictions because someone else might screw up? What are we doing? This is the same argument we have about legalized betting, about alcohol, about marijuana being illegal or legal. We should not be restricting freedoms from people who have done nothing wrong and who will likely manage the situation very easily just because others won't. If that's the case, we have to restrict freedoms for all kinds of things. Hey, some people are not great drivers. Well, I guess nobody should drive. That's the logic. And it doesn't hold up. And people will hear it and they'll be like, yeah, they should only be able to transfer once. Really? Did they tell you that when you took a job at a law firm coming out of college? You can't leave only once, and then you gotta sit out. We need to punish you for seeking a better situation. We need to punish you for trying to better yourself. Hey, look, that player might be wrong. They might make a mistake. But this idea that graduation rates are going to get worse because people can transfer. Do you know what the graduation rates have been? Not good. A lot of times it's because guys go pro early. So that's some of it. But we older generations need to stop trying to fit the present and future into the mold we created in the past. It's not 1995. Just because you liked it better then, or it works better for you, doesn't mean it's the right way to do it. This system is really messed up right now. It's messed up because people like Calipari, who had the voice and the power to initiate change for 30 years, did nothing but cash checks. Did nothing. How does that sound to you? Does this not ring true to you in like every other walk of life? People in positions of power do nothing but protect their own power. If that means restricting you and me in some way, they're going to do it. And that on that principle, we should fight these things. Not because we think it's better for the sport or we like it better as fans, but because we wouldn't want restrictions placed on our lives. And by the way, the courts agree with me. There's a reason this all happened. And it wasn't because somebody was a visionary or, quote, did the right thing. It's because judges looked at it and said, this is clearly illegal. You can't determine these things without collective bargaining. And you can't have collective bargaining unless you have a union of professionals. Which do you want? If you don't want the union of professionals, well, boom, it's free market. So I think this is a big problem in our business world. It's a big problem with older generations looking at younger ones. And again, I'm in the second oldest of the major generations. And people did that to us when we were younger. We got to hold you back. We got to make sure that you don't. Listen, if you as an adult, if you're the power broker, if you're a CEO, or if you're a basketball coach, or you're a boss, and you have the freedom to do something, then on a logical level, every employee should have that same freedom to leave a job for a better job if they want to. We shouldn't be restricting them just because alumni don't like something or because it would be better for the people in power. All right, hang tight. Matt Pauly's going to jump in here after the 4 o'clock hour on DGS. All right, DGS here on a Tuesday. We'll have another show tomorrow. Just me. I say we. I'm speaking of the royal we. Sorry. But Dave and Rage, the gang, will all be together on Friday. And then next week, we just have normal business as usual. Tomorrow will be a bit of a short show. We'll be out at 2:45, 3 o'clock opening tip for the Billikens. And then after the Billikens game, if there's time before 6 o'clock, we'll come back and finish up Rush Hour Sports. So it'll be Matt, Paulie, and I both tonight and tomorrow night from 5 until 6. Speaking of Matt, coming up after the 4 o'clock news, we'll have him jump in. We'll get the latest on the Cards, talk a little college football playoffs. And I don't know, maybe do some non-sports, just regular stuff. Just two guys kicking back and talking sports. Or not sports. We do that a lot. non-sports stuff, whatever. I don't know. It's Tuesday. It's Monday. I can't keep things straight. I know this. We'll be back after the news on Camel X.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.